Hello.
Good evening. My name is Natalia, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we are conducting a public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinion. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization?
I didn't understand a word you said. Try it again slowly.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Good evening, my name is Natalia, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinion. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio, on a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered in a party? Some other political party?
Republican.
As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how will you be voting in the Republican elections for the U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August the 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote.
I'm voting.
Okay.
I'm
thank
voting.
You so much. What is your age?
77.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
What was that question again?
Would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
They're going in the right direction.
Thank you so much. From the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs. Public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., economic issues like taxes and government spending, moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights, constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment?
I didn't understand the question.
I'm so sorry. The question is, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now?
Too much immigration.
Okay. Would you say we have the option for public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, will that be the one?
Yes.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you might be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first person is Donald Trump. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of?
Favorable.
Would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Next up is Keith Farner.
Who?
Keith Farner.
I still didn't understand the name.
Keith Farner.
I don't know who he is.
Okay, thank you so much. Now we have David Yoder.
Who?
David Jordan.
David Jordan?
Yes, David Jordan.
Is he with Leesburg?
would you say very favorable, somewhat favorable?
No, I mean, what is he running for? What is he running for?
Oh, sorry, David Jordan?
Yes. I would say unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. What about Nan Cobb?
Who?
Nan Cobb?
I don't know. I have no, don't recognize the name.
Okay, thank you so much. What about Anthony Sabatini?
Again, I don't recognize the name. I need to get a little bit more knowledgeable, don't I?
What about Kerry Baker?
I don't have any idea.
What about Mark Jordan?
Who?
Mark Jordan?
I don't know.
We have also Mike Levine.
Again, I don't know.
We have Abby Owens.
Again, I don't know.
And we have Ron DeSantis.
Who?
Ron DeSantis. Yeah.
I like him very well, very much.
Would you say very favorable, somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. Thank you so much. Just give me 1 second. I'm sorry. May I ask again about David Jordan?
David Jordan? I said
yes.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Thank you so much. I love that one. Now, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today, among the following candidates for whom would you vote? Mike Levine, Keith Farner, Abby Owens, or Nan Cobb?
I'm not very familiar with any politicians lately, except for the governor and the president.
Okay, thank you. If you have to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Mike Levine, Keith Farner, Abby Owens, Nan Cobb.
Who is that now?
If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Mike Levine, Keith Farner, Abby Owens, or Nan Cobb?
I have no idea.
Okay, thank you so much. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
It hasn't changed.
Thank you. Generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? The first option says, bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government. And the second one says, bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles. Hello.
I really didn't understand the question.
Sorry, that's okay. Generally speaking, which one of the two that I just read comes closer to your opinion?
Which one comes closest to my opinion? Could you repeat them?
That's okay. I'm going to read them again. The first one says, bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock.
Yes, I agree with that.
Okay, thank you so much. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. That is the first one. The second one says, while I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, and I am voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president. And the third one says, Joe Biden's
he's not capable of being a president.
Okay, we'll just, I am going to read the third one, and you can tell me which one do you
agree. Okay.
Okay. Joe Biden's debate performance proves what we knew all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people.
That's the third one.
Would you say the third one?
The one where he's not, he's tried to fool the people and he's not running the country.
Okay, thank you. As you might be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Carrie Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot and incumbent Carrie Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? This was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Carrie Baker. Jordan has been censored by the local Republican Party for his action and is being sued for this. Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Carrie Baker just filled as a Republican and paid the fee, the two of them would have faced off in a primary and Republicans would have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame.
He's trying to pull a fast one.
Thank you. If you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first one says, a candidate who only recently became a Republican did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign, and did not support President Trump in the primary, that will make you much more likely to vote for that one, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference at all?
No difference at all.
Thank you. The second one says, a candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats.
You what?
Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no different?
Less likely.
Would you say much more likely? Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for charities. Peyton Grinnell and Gary Borders?
Do you have very many more questions?
I'm so sorry. We are almost done. I am going to rush in.
Okay, I just don't want to answer anymore.
Okay, these are just a few. I am going to try to be fast.
That's the trouble. You're fast and I can't understand you.
I'm sorry. I'm going to try to get here.
Okay, we have a candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for sheriffs Peyton Grinnell and Gary Borders. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote? Or no difference?
No difference.
Okay, we have a candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a colleague and refusing to pay for items purchased. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay, thank you so much. The next one says, a candidate who has served on the Justice City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
A candidate who says they are, quote, seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level, end quote. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
A candidate who supports term limits for members of Congress, much more likely, somewhat more likely, much less likely, somewhat less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
A candidate who is a 35-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
A candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no different?
No difference.
A candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no different?
No difference.
A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest...
How many more questions you got? I'm getting tired.
I'm so sorry. We just have 5 right here in this part, so I don't know if you can bear with me, please.
No, I don't want any more. I just don't want any more questions. Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Bye.